They walked with him every day. They talked with him every day. They knew and understood him like family because they spent all their time with him. They laughed with Jesus, and I'm sure he was the most joyful man they had ever known. His very presence cast out fears, and they found complete peace in him because he is God. We know that where there is perfect love, there is no fear. Each disciple probably felt fully seen, heard, and valued while with Jesus. They had never experienced that before. They were fully loved by their Creator, and for the first time since the garden, they were able to feel a part of that love. As his followers, they were completely dependent on him for everything. Now, Jesus knew that his time on earth was short, so he began to talk to his disciples about things to come and their future together. He began to introduce the Holy Spirit, who would continue to be with them just as he had. You have to understand that the disciples had no concept of what receiving the Holy Spirit looked like. So, Jesus had to teach them about the Holy Spirit. Naturally, after experiencing such deep companionship with him, they would likely feel abandoned and afraid as Jesus talked about his death, burial, resurrection, and ascension to the Father. This explains why Jesus makes these statements. John 14:27. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. You have heard me say to you, I am going away and coming back to you. John 14:16. I will not leave you orphans. I will not abandon you. Here are a few scriptures of Jesus slowly introducing the person of the Holy Spirit. Jesus speaking in John 14:16-24, And I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may abide with you forever, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you. A little while longer, and the world will see me no more. But you will see me. Because I live, you will live also. At that day you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. He who has my commandments and keeps them, it is he who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him. Jesus answered and said to him, If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. Jesus manifests himself to us by the Holy Spirit. Jesus speaking in John 14:25-29, These things I have spoken to you while being present with you. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things, and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you, not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. You have heard me say to you, I am going away and coming back to you. If you loved me, you would rejoice because I said, I am going to the Father, for my Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before it comes, that when it does come to pass, you may believe. Jesus speaking in John 16:13-15. However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth, for he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears he will speak, and he will tell you things to come. He will glorify me, for he will take of what is mine and declare it to you. All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore, I said that he will take of mine and declare it to you. Notice, Jesus was trying to prepare their hearts to know and understand they wouldn't be left alone, because another would come after him and continue to reveal the kingdom of God to them and empower them to continue preaching the message of Jesus. But don't miss this. Jesus said, It is better that I go away, or else the Helper will not come. How extraordinary must life with the Holy Spirit be to surpass the experience of walking physically with Jesus every day? John 16:7. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away, for if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you, but if I depart, I will send him, the Holy Spirit,